With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. and Israel bombardment of Iran continues with no letup. So what do Americans think about the war in Iran?
A Quinnipiac poll conducted over the weekend finds 53% of those surveyed oppose the military action, while around 40% support it, similar to snap polls by The Washington Post and CNN. Respondents to a Fox News poll were more evenly divided. 70% of voters are concerned that the war will cause the price of oil and gas to rise. Only 30% think the war will make the U.S. safer. Respondents are evenly divided along party lines, with more Republicans largely supporting President Trump's plans, but a majority, including Republicans, still oppose sending ground troops into Iran. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia and Ukraine have made competing claims about who's gaining ground as Russian strikes keep hitting Ukrainian cities and U.S.-backed talks in Turkey have been postponed. One Ukrainian general says Kyiv's forces pushed back Russia in parts of the Dnipropetrovsk region. Russia's leader said his army expanded gains in the Donbas. There was no independent verification of either side's claims. Alabama's governor has spared a death row inmate.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has commuted the death sentence of a 75-year-old inmate who was set to be executed this week, even though he was not in the building when the victim was killed. Ivey reduced Charles Sonny Burton's sentence to life in prison without possibility of parole. Burton was sentenced to death for the death of Doug Battle during a 1991 robbery. However, another man shot Battle when Burton had left the building. The shooter's death sentence was later reduced on appeal to life imprisonment. Ivey says she thought it was unjust to execute Burton, considering that the shooter was not executed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Indiana's abortion ban is on hold. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Marion County Superior Court Judge Christina Kleinman has issued a preliminary injunction on behalf of a group of plaintiffs who claim that abortion is part of their religious belief system. This is an argument that is being promoted nationwide by the Satanic Temple, which is seeking to protect abortion by cloaking it in the First Amendment. Indiana Right to Life says religious freedom law, quote, was never intended to equate taking the life of an unborn child with religious expression. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates and human rights groups are marking 1 year since the March 2025 massacre that devastated Christian and Alawite communities in Syria. Over a period of days, coordinated attacks by armed groups targeted civilians in towns and villages stretching from the outskirts of Latakia to rural coastal communities. This is SRN News. One of the nation's biggest schools looking for a new president.
The president of Ohio State University has resigned. Ted Carter Jr.'s announcement was abrupt, saying he made a mistake disclosing what he called an inappropriate relationship with a person who was seeking public resources for her business. Carter came to Ohio State in 2023 from the University of Nebraska system. He's also a former superintendent of the Naval Academy and a retired vice admiral. Carter did not elaborate on the nature of the relationship and whether it was romantic. Ohio State has opened an investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
One of the so-called fixers in a sprawling betting scheme that cashed in on big bets on rigged NCAA basketball games has pleaded guilty. In Philadelphia, Jalen Smith pleaded guilty to wire fraud and bribery charges. Prosecutors say he placed bets and recruited players with the promise of a big payment in exchange for purposefully underperforming. More details at srnnews.com.